The High Court rejected the state's request to reconsider its March ruling in the suit filed by Alaska Native and environmental groups. Northern Alaska Environmental Center Arctic Program Director Pam Miller says the court's decision on oil and gas development impacts is backed by guarantees in the Alaska Constitution.
The Alaska Supreme Court made it clear that there's a constitutional requirement to consider the cumulative impacts of projects, not just at the leasing phase where there's a lot we don't know about what may happen in the future.
The environmental group suit followed a 2010 state-issued best interest finding for a 10-year oil and gas lease sale for a massive area of the Beaufort Sea, a review plaintiffs say the state failed to adequately follow up on. DNR Division of Oil and Gas Legislative and Policy Advisor Bob Pawlowski says the agency is always looking to improve its review process, but the current one is adequate to address the court's ruling.
We do a best interest finding, and annually we ask for new information to that best interest finding from the public, so that when the issues of concerns for cumulative effects or cumulative impacts come up, the public has the ability to tell us, well, we see this coming. Could you address it in your annual review of the best interest finding?
Pawlowski emphasizes that there's a difference between useful information and opinions.
The difference is this is information that we can use to better our best interest finding and keep our best interest finding current. A public comment may be, well, we disagree with leasing.
Pawlowski says the state's primary reason for requesting reconsideration of the ruling was its potential impact on the state legislature. The Northern Center's Miller says the ruling should force reexamination of a legislative push to speed up development.
What this means is that current efforts with bills like House Bill 77 and other, quote, streamlining efforts to silence the public voice throughout consideration of projects needs a hard look.
The Supreme Court's refusal to reconsider its decision requiring consideration of cumulative lease impacts throughout the exploration and development process was welcomed this week by plaintiffs, including the Gwich'in Steering Committee, which noted the requirement to consider future impacts to fish, wildlife, and subsistence. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.